Good morning. It's Sunday, and this is your old pal Jack. So, I was writing, and the whole goddamn blog blew up in my face. I'm not sure exactly what happened, and I'm irritated, cranky, and unwilling to really try and take this goddamn thing apart. So I'm putting together an audio boo here, and I'll probably try and throw in a few links of some posts that are related to this. Anyhow, it doesn't matter because I got a lot of things that, I shouldn't say it doesn't matter, but I got a lot of things that have to be done today. So I'll have to dig into this later. It's part of the joy and the glory of being dad. I've got a shower door that's got to be fixed here. I got a front door that needs to be fixed here. Kind of coincidental that they both broke on me. I got a couple other repairs to make around the house. Plus, I got to tear this thing apart, and I've got a number of different articles that have to be written on deadline for. What else? So the post that I was starting to write was about how ego in blogging has destroyed many a good blogger. But ego has caused more than a few accidents and incidents and created problems in multiple areas, really. Your ego can sometimes be the problem, but it can also be the solution. So I'll give you an example here. So I got out of bed this morning and I thought, why the hell does my body have all these mysterious aches and pains? It's just not cool. I'm not that old. But it does, and I realize that my ego wants me to look and feel like I did when I was 20. I want to get out of bed, I want to roll over to the bathroom, lift up my shirt and say, damn, look at that six pack, that's mighty fine. I had it, I still do if I flex. When I look in the mirror, I can still see the cuts in my stomach. The problem is when I relax, they disappear. I don't like it. I don't want it to be like that. I need to stop making excuses. I need to stop saying, I just have a lousy diet. It's not I just have a lousy diet. I have a lousy diet. I eat what I want to eat. You know, if I'm out in the woods and, you know, there's a deer and I'm hungry, I don't worry about the bear because I'm going to kill the fucking bear and I'm going to eat the deer. But that's just not a good way to be, and I gotta stop. I used to get by just exercising more. And I don't have the time to do that, and it's not a smart way of doing things. So I need to set aside this fear of changing my diet and the pain that comes with training to get into shape to train. Ugh, it hurts just thinking about it, but it needs to be done. I need to stop worrying about a number of different things. I need to stop paying attention to comparing. I don't do it very often, but I'm like every other person. Occasionally I get into a space where that's what I do. I say, why does he have that? Why does she have that? You know, I'm better. Da-da-da-da-da. All those things. Screw it. I need to push it all aside. There are a number of very good quotes, and this could be one hell of a post if my damn blog was working properly and I had time to write. But instead, you've just got the bits and pieces here. And as I said, I'll link to a few things. The point of this is I need to remind myself of certain things. I need to remember that some of the best writing comes from writing down things that are scary, taking the edge. I need to remember that courage is not the absence of fear, it's the mastery of fear. And I'm blanking as to whether my friend Mark Twain said that or if it was good old Ralph Waldo Emerson. Either way, it's still true. I need to start pushing harder to get myself into the kind of shape I want to be in because I'm the only one that's responsible and in control of that. I'm not kidding when I say I want to do the Ironman when I'm 50. I'll be 43 in May. I got time to get in shape, but I don't have time to wait to get in shape, if you understand what I mean there. I'd rather feel better. It's not that I feel lousy today, because I don't, but I can really improve my life and help those around me. This is one of those things, you know, taking care of yourself and being selfish about that, it's good for you and it's good for those you hang out with. It's good for your family, it's good for your friends and your work colleagues, because when you feel better, you're just a nicer person. So, anyhow, I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that. Let me know what you think in the comments and I'll see you around cyberspace.